Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive editor's picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. The fine art of political messaging has always been at the heart of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's brand aura, and the symbolism of his visit on May 13th to the Indian Air Force's second largest airbase at Adampur once again showed why. 3 days after Pakistan had wrongly claimed to have destroyed India's S-400 battery deployed in Adampur, Modi called out the lie for a global audience. Posing in pristine pictures at Adampur with imposing S-400s, Russian MiG-29s and happy airmen, even as he reiterated the key principles of the new Modi doctrine on terror after Operation Sindoor. Read Parimal Piyush's piece on Modi's 5 key messages in 2 major speeches delivered on successive days. Modi has clearly drawn a hard line and thrown down the gauntlet to Trump on a day when Ministry of External Affairs specifically refuted US President's claim on trade threats and promises influencing the India-Pakistan ceasefire in back-channel talks with Washington. India says trade never came up in conversations with USA on Operation Sindoor. With Indian defense tech proving its worth so well in battle, defense stocks soared as much as 11% on May 13th after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Made in India call. Bharat Dynamics Limited, Bharat Electronics Limited and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited led the gains, reports Deburati Adhikari. Conversely, Chinese defense stocks slumped up to 8% with AVIC Chengdu, the maker of J-10C fighter jets, and Zuzu Honda taking a hit, reports Paras Bhisht. India's Pakistan battle was the first time Chinese defense tech has been tested in anger by Indian defense tech, and investors at home and globally are clearly recalibrating their calculations as battlefield performance reports become clear. As India looks to ramp up defense spending, its largest defense aerospace maker, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, has allocated Rs 3,000 crore for capital expenditure in financial year 26, with plans to sell land in Delhi to fund new defense projects. Meghna Mittal and Yarakulla Khan report that HAL's capex is expected to support new projects like LCA Mark II and the GE F414 engine, manufacturing and future platforms such as Indian multi-role helicopter and the 5th-generation advanced medium combat aircraft. On the markets, with key market indices consolidating after May 12's record run, select small caps are beginning to find buyers, along with IT stocks looking to recover, writes Ashish Rukhayar. In banking, Yes Bank's board has initiated a search for a new CEO, with global recruitment firm Egon Zehnder on board to shortlist candidates, reports Hamsini Karthik. With Prashant Kumar's 3-year tenure ending in October, the board may consider extending his term for a year if the search process does not yield the desired result. The search comes as Yes Bank prepares for a new phase under Japanese financial giant SMBC. Donald Trump may no longer be in favor with most Indians after his rash public statements on Kashmir and ceasefire mediation, but Trump Towers remain in high demand for the rich. Realty units worth Rs 3,250 crore in Trump's residences, Gurugram, sold out in a day, reports Ashish Mishra. Priced between Rs 8 crore and Rs 15 crore, all 298 homes were sold on day one, making it one of the biggest luxury deals in India. And finally, Australian cricketer David Warner spoke exclusively to Money Control on May 13th on why he wishes Virat Kohli had played on his team and King Kohli's cricket legacy. In a special interview to Boria Majumdar, the former Australian captain opened up on why he holds Kohli in high regard as a fierce rival and a great leader who instilled steel into Indian cricket. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.